Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. If the Lord were to use, and I'm speaking figuratively here, if he were to use gold dust to sprinkle gifts on people, you know, the kind that people have when they're born, you know, it's the kind that's already in them. And he seems to have given a select few an extra portion. Our guest today is one of those rare recipients. And the gift I'm talking about is charisma. That intangible quality of magnetism. It's dynamic. It's energizing. And get this now. When processed by the Holy Spirit with the love of Jesus Christ, it is absolutely amazing what God can do. You get a charismatic person, a dynamic individual, and you process through the Spirit of God. There's a tincture of tenderness. There's a sensitivity. There's a graciousness, and there's a vision. And when God places a vision in the heart of somebody whom he has called and chosen, oh, the marvelous things. You and I have not seen the mighty things that God can do, especially in a world where many are hurting. Here we are, The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. You know, we exist to lead you to Jesus Christ. For you, if you don't know Christ as your own personal Savior and Lord, we're very clear up front at the very beginning that we want to lead you to faith in Jesus Christ, for you to know God's love for you, wherever you are, whatever you're going through, for you to put your trust in the Lord Jesus who loved you so much. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross. He was buried. And guess what? He rose again on the third day. And the living Christ calls you to himself today. And if you're already a Christ follower walking with the Lord, well, it's our hope and our purpose to build you up, to strengthen you, that you would walk more strongly with greater impact, with greater purpose in serving the Lord. His name is Irving Bula Eastman. Well, Bula is a lay pastor at First Assembly of God, Red Hill. He has over 50 volunteers providing 35 services in the correctional institutions on Oahu. And in 2010, they reached, get this now, over 4,000 inmates with the love of Jesus Christ. He's also ministered to inmates from Hawaii in Arizona. He'll talk to us a little bit about that. His day job is as a security and risk management director at Aqua Hotels and Resorts, where he oversees 35 security officers. Bula is a proud, shall I say again, proud graduate of Kamehameha Schools. You'll hear it when he talks about it. He's married to Lynette. They have four children, Bryson, Nicholas, Ryan, and Isabella. Bula, welcome to our show.
Oh, mahalo, Danny. It's just a pleasure to be here, and it's just so exciting the things that God is doing in us and around us at this time.
And I'm excited to hear what God is doing through you, especially in this area of ministering to incarcerated men and women. But tell us, where did you grow up, Bula?
Well, you know, I was blessed. I grew up in the palatial estates of Aliamanu by Salt Lake. That's very close to Radford High School and Moanalua High School. And it was a great neighborhood to grow up in. It's changed a lot over the years, like a lot of things here in Hawaii. But the memories that you have of growing up are so dear to your heart.
Yeah.
I was blessed to attend Kamehameha Schools for 12 years. And that was actually first through 12th grade, not just the high school years. and had a wonderful opportunity to meet your sister there, a very talented musician. We're in the orchestra together. Mm-hmm. And it's just by God's grace, I received a wonderful education from Kamehameha. Had an opportunity to go to USC, but I returned home to graduate from the University of Hawaii. And just had a variety of experiences, even after graduating from college. Had a construction company for many years. Worked as a financial advisor for a few years. I represented Tommy Hilfiger in the golfing industry. And I had to decide what I was going to do when I grew up. And the Lord was always with me. And I want to give thanks to where I got my roots from. There was a small church that came over from the Big Island many years ago with a gentleman by the name of Wayne Cordero. I was blessed to be part of that team, and that ministry has grown to thousands and thousands. We planted a church in Windward at the Ron Bright Theater with Pastor Dale Vallejo Sanderson, still with New Hope. It was a wonderful experience. I got involved with Pastor Randy Furushima and Pastor Dale at Wellspring Covenant. Then we migrated over to Waipahu and helped the ministry at Dr. Anderson's church, City of Refuge, for a few years. Since 2008, we have been blessed to be under the guidance and the shepherding of Pastor Clayton Cole at First Assembly of God at Red Hill. Wonderful, wonderful church, wonderful church family. And it's there that we got really involved with the ministry. And it's just been just a tremendous experience. We've grown so much, but the lives that we've been able to reach. And I know the generational curses that are being broken, not by us. Like I tell our team that's involved with the prison ministry, it's not about anything we do. But it's about everything that God does through us. And God's not into perfect people. He's into broken people.
Yeah.
And we got a lot of broken people out there.
You know, you say it so well. You know, it's all encapsulated in a progressive stage of growth and development from your growing up years to where you are today, you know, at First Assembly of God. Who influenced you most, Bula, in your growing up years?
Well, I would say in my growing up years, you know, I'd go back. I would say that my father was very influential because he was a great provider. And sometimes, you know, when you have a parent or a father or a mother that's a great provider, you know that they love you by the things that they do. And some of the lessons that I learned is my parents, and I guess my dad came from a generation from the mainland where you knew they loved you, but, you know, they weren't very demonstrative. And I see in today's world, into today's society, I've worked with a lot of youth organizations. I've been so blessed to coach many, many young athletes and student athletes and that are now in college. And they don't have the passion. And sometimes, you know, it's like kids growing up today. It's like they don't want to show their emotion. And, you know, that's kind of like how I grew up. And, you know, now I cry when we do praise and worship. And I'm not crying because I sing off key. I'm crying because of the grace of God. And but I think my dad was really influential. But just growing up, my spiritual fathers, and I thank, you know, the pastors that I mentioned previously to put me on the right path. And it's just that everyone has to realize you start somewhere, but God is always with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. And, you know, it's just like with our children now. We all, as parents, want to see our children do great, and we always hope for the best, but we know they're going to make a mistake here and there. That's like walking through life. A lot of times, we let our past punish our future. And that's what we tell a lot of those that are incarcerated. Don't let your past punish your future. And we stand on Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord. And I stop right there and I explain to those that are incarcerated. In fact, we're just in Halava this past week, and 190 men were there to hear the message and the Rhema word from God. And, you know, I tell them the Lord declared that. And the word declared is a very strong word because our country was founded on the Declaration of Independence. President Obama, whoever would be in the presidential office, would have to declare war against a foreign country. So when I say that when God declared it, he didn't utter it, he didn't mutter it, he didn't stutter it, he didn't whisper it, it was a declaration. And he declared that, and for I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans for a hope and a future. The other things that I share with our brothers and sisters that are incarcerated is that when you see more than one word in a verse, that's kind of like some bells and whistles, you have to look at the verse. And the word there is plans. So if plan A doesn't work, God has got you from A to Z. Don't give up because he's there with you. And we stand on that verse that they all have a hope and they all have a future.
You know, you say that to men incarcerated. That word stands as a word of hope to us today.
Amen.
You don't even have to be, you know, locked up. And
nope.
Gosh, I mean, we all need to know that, hey, you know, this might not have worked out. that might not have worked out, but there's still hope, you know, in the Lord. I'm thinking Bula, okay? And I'm sure other people are wondering, okay, Danny, I thought you said Irving Eastman. I'm calling him Bula. Yeah, how did you get that name?
Well, you know, that's a very good question, Danny. Although Irving, and with my last name being Eastman, is a wonderful Jewish name. We're not Jewish, but my Japanese auntie used to watch me when I was very young growing up, and my Japanese auntie gave me the Portuguese nickname of Bambula. So I'm sitting right here in front of you, and I'm taking up 3/4 of your office, so you know where the Bambula part comes from. But as Pastor Scott Sonoda tells me, you know why you're so big? Because you have such a big heart. And so I have to make big donations to Pastor Scott for me saying that.
I like the way that's said. Big heart, big man of God, big vision for God's purpose. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Bula Eastman. I want to find out, Bula, what happened in your heart? You know, you came to Christ at some point. How did that happen? What was it like? What difference has Christ made in your life? I mean, here you are today. You're ministering to people on such a... people that it's not easy to minister to. I mean, there's a process that you have to go through. I mean, even just to get in to the prisons to minister.
Yeah, you have to be.
But, but that's just protocol. I mean... Protocol is important, but there's stuff that went on in your heart to give you a softened heart and a love. And I want to get into that, because as you share that, I'm excited, because it's going to do something to someone who's listening.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
We all need a little bit more compassion. We all need a little bit more sensitivity to the leading of God's Spirit. We all need to be quickly obedient, not just obedient and dragging in our obedience.
Yes.
But it came when you came to know the Lord Jesus Christ. When we come back, Bula Eastman will share his powerful story, his testimony of Christ with us. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org.
You're
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
His name is Bula Eastman. You may not know this, but Bula was he played in the orchestra when he was in high school. He played the cello. One of his sons is a standout athlete at Weber State, a football player. But Bula is very much involved in a very much needed ministry, but there's not a lot of attention that's given to it. I would imagine more involvement is needed from others, perhaps even you. It's a ministry to the incarcerated. And, you know, in ministering to the incarcerated, you're also ministering to their families and really bringing hope where hope is so needed. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. My featured guest today is Bula Eastman. He has a ministry. To contact him, you can reach him at 808-BULA, that's with two L's, 808-BULA at gmail.com, 808-BULA at gmail.com. You know, our program is made possible through partners, supporters, listeners like yourself, and we need you to link arms with us so that we can take this program to even more people. And to find out how to do that, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org, click the Partners tab. You can find out how you can partner with us to make this program available to others. We have free downloads, and if you're tuning in right now, you can download the rest of the program for free, but don't only keep it for yourself. Pass it on to someone and share that blessing with someone else. Bula, how did you become a Christian?
Well, Danny, as we were speaking earlier off air, it actually goes back to, I think, when I was probably right about sixth grade or seventh grade in a church that was very close to the home you grew up in, or in Mauna Loa area, mm-hmm. Mauna Loa Baptist Church, and that was Pastor Fred Brewer. And what this church would do is they would take vans out into the neighboring areas like Salt Lake and, of course, Aliomanu and those areas, and pick up all the kids and bring them to church. And so that was when I first got to learn about Jesus and the love of Jesus. But, you know, you're just going there with your friends because you get out of the house and eat some cookies and come home later afterwards. But later on, you know, it had evolved when New Hope came aboard. I was invited to church by one of Dave Shoji, the Rainbow UH Wahine, one of our volleyball players, Brandy Brooks. And Brandy was involved with the church, and she had asked us to attend the church at that time. And I got very close with the Lord and was doing some ministry work there. But then, like anything else, sometimes your world turns upside down. And, you know, at that time, I had a very successful construction business. My wife at that time were very successful. We had all the trappings of the perfect story. We had the vacation homes. We had the trips to the mainland. It was pretty much the American dream come true. And I thought I would die and be buried under my banana trees in Kailua. Well, that went upside down. And unfortunately, it ended in a challenging divorce. And I was so sad for the kids. And my biggest fear at that time was, my God, what about my kids? What about my children? And sometimes you second guess God because you don't know the plans that he has for you. You don't know the hope. You have no future. It's like when you're local and you're born here, your family is everything. And when you have that chance where you think you might lose your children, it gets to be really tough. And so there was a time when I was very dark and I was in a hole, and by God's grace, I came out of that. But, you know, today I have such a tremendous relationship with all of my children, and God has given me back a thousandfold what I thought I would have lost. And it's only through God's grace, and it's only through his mercy that I can stand here today and say everyone has a hope and a future, because there I was. And I was involved with ministry with Pastor Wayne and everybody. So it was just a crash and burn time of my life. And everything just went upside down. And I said, my God, I thought you'd forsaken me. And today I stand and I say, my God, I'm so sorry. Because you had me in the palm of your hand every step of the way. And now today I have a wife that loves the Lord. I think more than me, she is such a supporting wife. She is so strong. She shares the word. And she's a marketplace minister. in her work in the hotels in Waikiki. She recently won General Manager of the Year in the state of Hawaii for the hotel industry. And God's grace and his anointing is upon us. And she serves right next to me in the prison ministry. She's the co-leader of the prison ministry. And she has such the passion of the Lord in her. And I, you know, most people will have to wait to go to heaven to see an angel. And the Lord blessed me with one while I was still on this earth. And I just thank God for that. But, you know, it's just a lot of times, you know, you go to church and, you know, you always, it's always the altar call. And it's like, raise your hand. So a lot of times we'll give our life to God, but it comes, the point when it kicks in, the point when it, when the pedal hits the metal and when the rubber hits the road is when you give your heart to God. Because it's when you give your heart to God, you have given him everything you have. The heart is the most important organ in your body. You can give him an arm, you can give him a leg, you can give him a foot. When you give him your heart, that is the whole essence of your being, is your heart. And that's what he wants. He wants the heart. He wants you to have his heart in your heart. And I would say, you know, when we were blessed to be invited by the Brune family, Kevin Brune, who passed away recently, and Misha Brune and her ohana, shout out to you, Misha. Thank you for inviting us to First Assembly of God, because that was the beginning point. And it's when we began to get involved in the prison ministry and we saw the broken people. And, you know, it's just God, he's chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. And he's chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. And when we minister to those men and women that are incarcerated, I tell them, you and I, we are all of the same cut. You know, it's just that you're inside and I'm outside. But I said, some of you are more free in here than some people running around on the streets, because we're all in bondage.
That's right.
You know, and when we were in Halawa recently, this last Saturday, I said, when you look out and the message we shared, and I love the Jesus book, the Pigeon Bible, that thing is making... You know, I explained to them, I said, if you know that the Lord can speak every language on the face of this earth, you know that he can speak pidgin than anybody better on the west side. And their eyes pop open. Because then when I start preaching in pidgin with the word of God and something that they can understand, something they can bite, something they can chew on and understand, it's like revelation for them. Mm-hmm. And they say, I can hear Jesus talking to me.
I was wondering, where does somebody get the kind of compassion to go in and on a regular basis minister to people who have made mistakes, multiple mistakes, bad mistakes, big mistakes? Gotta be from somebody, a person gotta be broken. Gotta have gone through times in life where things didn't line up. Maybe the rug got pulled from under you. And things went south. I didn't know that, all what you shared. But because of the actions that you take now, you see, our world, we love perfection, but we are filled with imperfections and mistakes. And sometimes, you know, you encourage me, Bula, because when I see you, when I hear you, when I know what you're doing, it's like, you know, the foolish things, like you said, the weak things. We so often get scared of the rough times of life. And yet it is those very moments when the Lord sort of resets us, recalibrates us, and maybe polishes us in ways that we would have never been polished before. And right now, somebody who's listening, maybe somebody who's behind bars listening, maybe somebody just driving home from work or picking up their kids. They're going through a time of brokenness. Bula, how has the Lord helped you through your rough times?
Well, I've got to admit, when you're going through rough times, you can't see anything but rough times. And I think it's when someone can sit down with you and maybe not say anything but hold you. And you don't need to hear the conversation, oh, it's going to be okay. And you just need someone just to feel the whisper of their heart. And it comes to a point where, you know, sometimes I tell the guys that are locked up, I say, you know, the Lord wants you to hit rock bottom so you realize he's your rock.
Yes.
You know, a lot of times, especially with men, is we slide all the way down the hill. It's, like I tell them, I said, How many of us, it's like Lay's potato chips. How many of us eat just one? Nobody. So when you're messing up and making mistakes, you're not going to go halfway. You're going to go all the way. You're going to go for broke. You're going to go till it's done, is done, is done. But along the way, you've lost everything that was of value to you, everything that ever loved you, and now you have to rebuild it. But I said, we serve a God of restoration. We serve a God of second, third, fourth, fifth, 20 chances. And it's just like when the story that I use in prison a lot is when Peter came out of the boat, he walked on water when he was focused on Jesus. But when he took his eyes off of the Lord, he saw the storms in the life. He saw the bills piling up. He saw the unemployment. He saw the kids running around crazy. He looked at the storms instead of focusing on Jesus. And a lot of times I tell those that are behind bars, I say, it's not until you lose all of your resources you find who your source is.
Well, if somebody right now is feeling like they're losing their resources, losing their kids, losing their family, losing what they've held so dear, and instead of waiting to the end of the show for a time of prayer, maybe right now, somebody just this very moment could sure use somebody praying for them. Can you lead in a prayer?
Thank you. Thank you. Heavenly Father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I reach out right now to you, Lord. I know there's someone out there listening right now whose heart is troubled, whose heart might be broken, who doesn't know where the next check is coming from, who doesn't know where the next meal is coming from, who's facing so many challenges in front of them. They have nowhere to turn to, Lord. Lord, hold them close. Lord, hear their cries. They call out, Abba, Father. Lord, and just guide them. Just let them, give them the peace that surpasses all understanding. Give them the Jehovah Shalom, Father God, the kingdom of righteousness in their heart, so that even though there's a storm, they know that you're on the other side of the storm, Father God. Just hold them close, Lord. And although the challenges are many, Lord, just know that you, let them know that you are there holding them, guiding them, protecting them, Lord. And Lord, just let them have the peace that only you can give them, Father God. Lord, if there's anyone out there right now, anyone who's going through a challenging time, pray. Open your heart. Open your mouth to the Lord. Tell him specifically what you need. Tell him exactly what you need. Bathe it in prayer and pray until something happens. Don't give up. Don't give up, because Jesus didn't give up on us, and we're not going to give up on him just yet, because the world got you where you are right now, but the word will take you out of your situation. Lord, I just ask you to hear our prayers. Hear the cries of those that love you, Father God, and bless them. In your most heavenly and precious name, we ask of these things. Amen.
Amen. We're going to take a quick break right now. Bula, thank you for praying. You can get in touch with Bula at 808bula@gmail.com. That's Bula, two L's, 808bula@gmail.com. When we come back from our break, you've been hearing about the prison ministry. It's gone all throughout Oahu. We're talking in 2010, over 4,000 inmates were touched, ministered to with the love of Christ. The Lord is using Bula. I want to know the details, though, don't you? I mean, when you hear about things that are going on, I mean, sometimes it's okay to hear the stuff on the outside, but we want to go on the inside. Amen. Take us on there. What is happening? Bula will share that when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinenen Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated, LNS Enterprises Marine Consultants, and Quilopo Painting Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become one, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, connecting your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Okay, now just check this out. You're in the ministry, okay? You got a ministry going on in your church, and all of a sudden you look and you realize, gosh, this ministry is on life support. I mean, I think we're going to have to shut this ministry down. And yet you know that the ministry is vital and there's potential, but from the looks of it, it doesn't look like it has much hope. And then God does something. Well, that's the story of Bula Eastman and his ministry there at First Assembly of God, Red Hill. You're listening to The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and yes, my featured guest today is Bula Eastman. To find out more about Bula and about his ministry, in fact, to stay in touch with him, you can stay in touch with him at 808bula@gmail.com, 808bula@gmail.com. And if you're tuning in right now, listening to the program, maybe you caught the tail end of the last segment, you want to hear this program in its entirety, you can absolutely do that. Just go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. You can download this program for free and give it as a gift to someone else. Don't only keep it for yourself, but share it, share it, share it. Bula, what happened? I mean, we talk life support. What happened? How did you get involved in this ministry? And then let's go into some of the details.
Well, you know, we were blessed. We're able to do a praise and worship concert every other month up in Halawa Correctional Facility. And so Pastor Scott Sonoda asked my wife and Lynette and myself, said, I need some help. Would you come up to do the concert with us? So we figured, yeah, we'll just go up, do some praise and worship, clap our hands, you know. And we get up there and there's so few people that we have to go on the mic and actually sing. So we use a lot of humor in the prison ministry because we serve a humorous Lord. Our God is so funny. And I tell that to the guys that are locked up. I say, you know, God, he's got such a sense of humor. Can you believe it? And I'm trying to break the ice with them. And I say, look, he made me. And they all start laughing. So after they've had their fun with laughing, I says, and he made you. So they start to look at each other. But, you have to use humor because they're in such a dark place. You've got to get them to smile. Yeah. And I tell them, you know, the reason I come is you're my most captive audience. You know, I said, you're the Lord's original cell group. You guys got to know that, you know. And so they realize, who's this cracker talking to us, you know. But then when you can love on them and when they see that you have the compassion to be there, because like you know, Danny, a con can smell a con. So if you're in this ministry for the wrong reason, they're going to smell you like a dog smells fear. Mm. You know, and so I'd rather go in with the mighty 12 volunteers that I have than to go in with 30 that I'm not sure of their heart. Because in this ministry, you have to have the heart for the broken. And I find the people that have gone through the challenges in life, the trials in life, and have been broken, but by God's grace have been restored, those are the ones most willing to come out to share their testimony with those that are still broken. Because they say, look at me. who am I? You know, my wife and myself and Pastor Scott, we cry all the time because we say, who are we to be so blessed with the miracles and the signs and wonders we see every day around us? You know, we're so blessed that in this year, the Lord has just, there's revival going on in the prison ministry right now. With the 35-plus services we do, we're averaging over 1,000 people we're able to touch every month. This year, we'll reach over 14,000 people. We've gone to Sororo twice already this year. And Pastor Roy has gone up there recently with his team. And those brothers that are up in Arizona, you know, they have no touch with back home. It's very hard for them. So when we go, we just go up with the love of Christ, and we tell them, you're never forsaken and you're never forgotten. And we try and get up there. We raise all our own monies to get up there. But it's just, it's so powerful being up there. But it's like in all of the prisons that we go to, it's just, you know, we're in OCCC, we're in the Federal Detention Center, we're in Wai'ava, and also Halava. And we always need more people that have the right heart, because you never know whose life you could change just by sharing the love of Christ. And like I tell the guys that are locked up, I say, how many of you pray? And one of the biggest lies of the devil is, if you're not smart, you can't pray. You know, and I say, you don't have to go in the King James Version, thus saith the Lord, wait for the clouds to open up, the trumpets to play, the angels to fly around, the beaming light, and yes, my son. I said, I don't even know if that happens. I said, but what you can do is just say, God, I'm having a horrible day, and I need you, and I need you. And I said, it's in the quiet times of your life, in the cell, when you look around and it's all dark, you have to know that the Lord hears you. And I said, you just have to be honest with God. And I said, we all make mistakes, but you know what? We learn from the mistakes. And when we go there, we go because of the compassion that we have, because we know it's all about choices. And, you know, like I tell them, I said, there was only one perfect person that ever walked the face of this earth, and all we did was throw him on a cross and kill him. So I don't need you guys to be perfect, but just live holy. You know, walk straight and live right, you know. And we try and encourage them. I tell them, we're not here to talk about a big church. I'm not here to talk about a big religion. We're here to talk about a big God. And as long as you're right with God, we're good.
Take us in, okay? Volunteers come with you. What do they do? How do things work?
Okay, well, for example, there's a process with the state. You have to submit your information, and that would be through my wife, who's administrator. So they'll do a background check to make sure you're okay. Now, once you get that approval, we'll go through a brief training session. And in our ministry, we just ask you to always bring the sword, because we're fighting the devil every time we go in. And so we don't throw anyone to the wolves. We usually go in with a team of two or three. A typical scenario is on a Saturday afternoon at 2:30 at OCCC, we'll do some praise and worship. We'll either take some music in with us, so if we have one of our guitar players, we'll do some live praise and worship. Then we'll share, and if you're new with us, you just monitor for a month or two. We don't want to put any pressure on you. We want to see how the flow of things go, and then usually we're there for an hour to an hour and a half, and then we'll usually pray. And if we have enough guys, we'll pray individually on each of those that need prayer. But more so, it's just to convey the love of Christ, to have an encouraging word to them. And, you know, you run the full gamut of people that want to be there because they want to hear the Rhema word. And you got people that want to be there just because they were able to come out of the cell for an hour and a half. So you have to work with that. But we go with the peace of the Lord, and we leave with the peace of the Lord. And that's what we give them. And I tell them, you cannot have peace, the peace of God, if you don't have peace with God. And a lot of them don't understand that. It's just, you got to be okay with yourself. Forgive yourself. Don't let your past punish your future, and keep going forward.
So many have experienced brokenness in their own life. Some of it caused by them, by their own choices. Others maybe grew up in some really tough upbringings, tough scenarios. And yet they're separated from their families too. So how do you comfort someone? How do you encourage someone who is, down like that?
Well, a lot of times, especially if you're incarcerated and if you don't have any visitation and no one comes to visit you, you'll feel very separated. And so the way that we share that, and I share that with a lot of them a lot of times, is it's just like when you're around brothers in Christ or sisters in Christ, it's just like having a hibachi. When you're together with believers, you know, and the hibachi, it's like everybody is glowing. You know, it's like the nice charcoal is nice and red. But what the devil wants to do is separate you. So if you took a pair of tongs and took the charcoal briquette and put them by the side, slowly the fire, slowly the Holy Spirit goes smaller and smaller until it goes out. But once you put that piece of charcoal back with the other believers and the other brothers or sisters in Christ, the flame is reignited. So we tell them, surround yourselves with the brothers or the sisters that are believers, because you need that encouraging word. And what we explain to them when they, a lot of times it's about their kids, and they're always concerned. I said, the best thing you do for them is pray. But I said, it depends on how you see your life. If you are a believer, your life begins at the cross. If you're a non-believer, your life ends at the cross. Because we know that we live for eternity. And if you believe that, then this life is but a vapor. So if you're worried about your kids and not seeing them, if you can share the love of Christ with them, you will be with them for eternity. And that's a promise.
What have you seen when you share these very words with people? How do they respond?
You know, we've been so blessed, Danny. You know, as mentioned earlier, I sometimes use the Jesus book. It's a book written in Pidgin. And I explain to them, because a lot of them are confused by the way the Bible is written. And they feel they're not smart enough. They're not educated. They can't understand the thus saith the Lord. So we use the Jesus book. And one of the greatest verses is when Jesus commanded Simon to put down the nets. This is after a night of, whitewash, catch nothing, and all of a sudden, the carpenter guy stayed there and telling the fisherman off of fish, and it's all that. And so Simon, in the Jesus book, says, since you ain't go say them, I gonna do them. Now, in a regular verse, it's nevertheless. And as soon as you hear the nevertheless, four syllables, I don't want to listen. But since you ain't go say them, I gonna do them. And I've seen guys, one gentleman up in Halava, I was on a Wednesday night chapel service. As soon as I started speaking in Pidgin, he dropped to the ground face first and started weeping, saying, Jesus is talking to me right now. I've seen praise and worship services where the guys in the service up in Saguaro, they're the hardened criminals. They got the arms crossed. They got more tattoos than ink in the world. And the ACOs tell us that this is the hardest group. And by the end of the service, I have 65 men with their arms raised, weeping to the Lord. I've seen the Lord break the most toughest, hardened criminals. I've seen the Lord break the number two man in the Uso gang. I've seen the Lord restore families. And it's just, you know, it's there, and it's not about capability. It's about availability. When you show up, the Lord's always there. And that's what we tell our volunteers. People say, aren't you scared going to prison? I say, well, you know, they want to kill us. They can kill us. That just means I see Jesus earlier. But I said, we're covered by the blood. Mm-hmm. And I said, we come with the peace of the Lord. It's not to be confrontational. It's to be directional and to put them in the right direction of their life. And all they need to know is that there is a path in front of them. Just open their eyes, open their heart, and the Lord is going to bless them.
You can certainly participate in the ministry that Bula Eastman has there in the prison system by praying. Prayer is so important. We cannot have enough people praying, people interceding, people praying on behalf of him, Lynette, and the team that goes in on a regular basis. And then praying for the inmates and praying for their families. I mean, just, you know, you can sense the difference, can't you, Bula, when there's a lot of prayer going on. I mean, you can sense it.
Well, you know, what we explain to the people that are incarcerated, and a lot of times they feel that the walls there are to lock them up. And I said, you think these are walls of incarceration? You think these are walls of imprisonment? You think these are walls of bondage? These are walls of freedom. These are walls of liberty. These are walls of transformation, because the Lord loved you so much with what you were doing. He plucked you out of your situation and put you somewhere that he could protect you.
You know, just email Bula, 808bula@gmail.com. Email him, let him know, hey, Bula, I'm going to be praying for you. I'm going to be standing with you in prayer. As you listen, the Lord may even be speaking to you and saying, hey, I want you to take a next step and find out, hey, what more could be done? How can I help? Maybe I can be a volunteer. Bula, do you have financial needs to maybe expand the work, to increase the capacity, increase the quality of things that will enable even more ministry to be done in a better way? Well, you can email him, find out, check it out, communicate with him at 808bula@gmail.com, because the Lord is working in all of us, and more specifically in this particular area, it's very strategic, very timely. When a ministry is on life support and the Lord breathes into it and gives it new life, you can see the hand of God in, and you can be a part of what God is doing. You are investing in the lives of men and women. You're investing in eternity, and your reward is going to be an eternal reward when you do that. You can contact him, 808bula@gmail.com. When we come back from our break, I got to get to this because it's something that I know you're probably interested in. You know, I want to know what's behind the scenes. We want to know the behind the scenes stuff. I want to know about family. I want you to tell us about Lynette. You shared a little bit. I want us to talk to us about your kids, the Keiki Oka'aina. I've heard, Bula, that, you know, and I saw your heart. But as a dad, you take a lot of pride in your children. You take a lot of pride in being a father. And we need examples of strong fathers today. When we come back, I want you to talk to us. Brag about your kids to us, okay? Stay with us. We'll be right back with Bula.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Maybe as you listen today, you're thinking, okay, Christ can do that in the life of Bula Eastman. Could Christ do a work of grace? Could he do a miracle work in my life? Because I'm really going through a really rough time, struggling with things. I'm down in the dumps. It's a really dark place for me right now. You know what? The answer is yes. You can experience the marvelous grace of God by putting your faith in Jesus Christ. And to find out more about what it means to have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, you can go to thegoodlifehawaii.org, click the Get to Know Jesus tab. And, you know, we regularly see people go there and actually come to know the Lord. I'm here with Bula Eastman. He's my featured guest today. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. In fact, to find out more about this program, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. And to connect with Bula, His contact email, 808-BULA, that's with two L's, 808-BULA at gmail.com. Bula, talk to us about family, your kids, your wife.
Well, you know, Danny, family is so important to us growing up here in Hawaii. Traveled all over the United States, and family is important everywhere else, so I'm not going to downplay that. But in Hawaii, we have the term ohana. You know, and ohana is an encompassing word. It doesn't have to directly mean bloodline. It's just, we always say it takes a village to raise a child. And I know there was a time in my life when I wondered what happened to the village, because I was going through a divorce I had mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. And I worried so much about my children because they were young at the time. And my oldest son, unfortunately, he did drop out of high school, Nicholas, and I worried so much about him. And he was being a gypsy, living with friends and running around, and he wasn't on the right path. And I'd cry out to the Lord and say, God, my God, my God, this is my firstborn. And let's fast forward the tape. He's now about 90% done with an apprentice program with the Sheet Metal Workers Union. He's been working full-time for the last 4 or 5 years, and he's been going to school at night. And he's truly a success story because I don't know too many people, young men, that get up every morning at 4:30 to get ready for work, has never missed a day of work, and is doing great in all of his classes. And he's soon to be a journeyman in one of the most busiest unions in the state of Hawaii. So that's God's grace and God's blessing. And our second, my other son is Bryson, and that's from Lynette's first marriage. And he's a wonderful daddy to our granddaughter, Ariana, who's a bundle of joy. Bryson works in the hotel industry, and his wife, Amy, they're a wonderful couple. They spend so much time, and that's one of the things I really honor and respect them for, because they're investing so much time in their daughter and our granddaughter. And in today's hustle and bustle world, it's very easy to get distracted by many of the trappings of our lives. But going to the park is a priority for them. Going to the beach together as a family is a priority. Spending time home just building blocks with Ariana and let her play the pots and pans in the living room, that's a priority. And I lift him, and I honor Bryson and Amy for that. Our other son, Ryan George Capono, when he was playing football at St. Louis, he was blessed to be a All-State defensive tackle. They called him the Beast. And he's currently a fifth-year senior at Weber State University in Ogden, Utah. He's a little guy. He's about 6'1", 270. And he's made all-conference in the Big Sky every year that he's played. But he will, the saving grace there, he's a scholarship athlete, but he'll be graduating in December with his degree. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And get the paper. Get the paper. But he has some other opportunities beyond that. But he has he just has a wonderful future ahead of him. And then we have our daughter, Isabella, who is at Les Jardins, and she'll be a freshman coming at Midpack. She's about 5'7", tremendous volleyball player. And she was the baby of the family, and that's the one I worried about the most. But the Lord has kept her in his hands and mm-hmm. has kept her close. And we're just grateful. But, you know, it's when people go through a dark time like that, and I know there's someone out there right now going through, they're either separated, they're going through a divorce, or they've been through a divorce, and it just seems that it's so dark and it's so bleak and there's no hope. There is hope. There is hope. And the only hope you have is in Jesus Christ. Because if I didn't have the Lord, I don't even know if I'd be sitting here today. Because you come into those points of times where you might make that decision that you would regret forever. And it's just through God's grace. And a lot of times we worry about our kids. And I think the hardest thing to do is when you're going through a challenging time with your ex or your spouse, or you're going, is to remain positive. You know, and it's just like the attack from the devil. You just have to remain positive because your kids know. They know the truth. But you want to prove the truth to them. You don't need to prove nothing. They know what's what. And you have to rest in the Lord. You have to rest in the Lord. You have to be like David. You have to avoid all the arrows, you know, and just rest in the Lord and avoid the fighting. But
well, we got just 3 minutes or so. I'm wondering if you can just pray. Pray for somebody right now who's, you know, going through a divorce or gone through a divorce, and they feel guilty. They feel out of control. You know how it is. So pray.
Thank you, Danny. Heavenly Father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord. I'm reaching out right now to that wife out there, to that husband right there who's going through a tough time, who can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, Lord. Lord, have them grab onto you with both hands, Lord. Have them grab onto you, Lord, and relish in you, relish in your love, Father God. Father, I just have you reach out to them. Give them some peace in the turmoil in their life, in the storms that are raging around them, Father God. Have them grab their children close to them, Father God, and have them pray and call out to you, Father God. For it's the challenges of the world that will only bring them to the Word, and it's only the Word that will pull them out, Father God. And Lord, we all make mistakes, and no one is guiltless. No one is sinless, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But Lord, we come to the cross with our family. You put your Son, your only Son, on the cross for me, for my family, for my legacy of children beyond that, for everyone in the world. Your only Son, not your third son, not your fourth son, your only Son on the cross. And it's by the blood of Jesus that our sins have been redeemed, Father God. That's why we celebrate the resurrection and not the crucifixion, Father God. But I know there's someone out there who needs that comforting touch, Lord. Just put a rainbow in front of them right now in the storm that they're going through, Lord. Just pull that boat that's going through the waves right now and let them know that as long as they follow the path you have before them, Lord, you're going to pull that boat through the storm. It's not that there's not going to be any storms. It's just that they're going to make it through the storm, Father God. And it won't be today. It might not be tomorrow. It might not even be this month. But in your time, God, your glory shall be magnified, Father God. Have them let the light of your love shine upon their face always, Father God. Hold them and protect them. Provide them with what they need. We thank you for this time. I thank you for Danny, and I thank you for this program. But most of all, Lord, I thank you for giving us the honor and the ultimate privilege to call you our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen. You know, we serve a God who hears and answers prayer.
Amen.
And Bula, even as you pray, someone may be driving and they're praying along. Someone might have pulled over. Someone might even just be in the garage right now, just waiting, listening, hearing, and praying. Their spirit is calling out to maybe someone incarcerated is praying to for their family because of the guilt that they're dealing with. But the way that you set that example, not only in your life, not only the way that God has worked in you and through you, He certainly has given you the ability to articulate, to put things into words. And you know, it's the words that enable us to hear and to understand. And so for you coming today, it really has meant, it's been profound to have you here in studio with us and to share your life so transparent and the ministry that God has given to you. May God continue to bless you, Bula, and expand the borders, the capacity of the great ministry that He has given to you, and use you mightily. At some point, we need to talk further about some other ministries that you're involved in. And just to think, we don't have enough time. we gotta make that another show at some point. Bula, a big mahalo to you for being our featured guest today. Thank you.
Thank you, Danny.
In the next few days, you're going to be hearing more inspirational stories of hope and faith. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus Christ with someone near you. Invite someone to listen in each day, 2 o'clock and 2 p.m., 12 midnight. Our stories are now downloadable at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Share them with a friend. Matthew 25:36 says, "I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Bula Eastman, 808bula@gmail.com. Until next time, along with our technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.